TV critic David Bianculli says summer television isn't what it used to be, and he's happy about that.
Until the end of the 60s, TV was pretty simple. New series would show up each fall, along with commercials for the new models of American cars, and keep running almost as long as those cars did. The shows would premiere in September and go all the way until June, even the really bad ones like My Mother the Car. Then came the summer reruns, which continued until September, when the cycle started all over again. There were a few attempts back then to break out of that rut, the most famous being Patrick McGoohan's The Prisoner, which showed up, believe it or not, as a 1968 summer replacement for the Jackie Gleason show. But for the most part, the TV networks would take a summer vacation along with everyone else, and that's the way it was. At least until the mid-80s, when PBS began putting new series on during the summer and found out that people would actually watch them. Alive from Off Center, American Masters, and POV were some of the early pioneers, and their success has led to such welcome summer experiments as Northern Exposure on CBS. So, on this week when summer officially begins, it's time to welcome back POV and say thanks. POV, which stands for Point of View, is a series of independent documentaries with proudly subjective viewpoints. This year's subjects range from a mostly comic visit to the annual Twins Convention in Twinsburg, Ohio, to this week's season opener, a very intimate film by Peter Adair. It's called Absolutely Positive, and it's absolutely quietly spellbinding.
I've been making films for 30 years. My movies have always been a way of exploring subjects of personal interest. When I wondered about religion, I made a film about it. When I realized I was gay, I made a film about it. When I worried about the bomb, I made a film about it. This has become a very expensive form of therapy. A while ago, I tested positive for the HIV virus, and my doctor told me this means the chances are very strong I'll get AIDS sometime in the years ahead. I was confused because nothing had changed, yet everything had changed. I decided to make a film about it.
Adair went out and found 11 people who had contracted the virus from drug abuse, lovers, or spouses. Absolutely Positive is just them talking individually, and honestly, about their thoughts, lives, hopes, and fears. One man, recalling the first time he met anyone with AIDS, fights back tears at the memory.
I remember this total fear coming over me. And just a lot of fear. And they introduced us, a group of people, to one another. And the guy with AIDS made his point to shake hands with everybody there. And I remember it was my first time meeting somebody with AIDS. And the fear. And I didn't want to touch him. I didn't want him to shake my hand. And so I put my hand in my pocket. And I waited till we got to a restaurant so that I could go into the washroom. I felt so sad and so guilty. That someone who was in a place of needing so much compassion and so much understanding, that I wanted to run away and I didn't even want to touch him.
Absolutely Positive is touching every step of the way, up to and including Adair's personal postscript. Sitting down and talking with people is a cheap way to tell a story and make a documentary, but when it works, there's almost nothing better.
Sometimes I wonder how I'd feel if they found a cure tomorrow. The irony is that I think I'd be depressed. I've tried so hard to be realistic about things, to accept this change of fortune, that it's become a part of who I am. And if that part were taken away, I know there'd be something missing. I'd get over it, though.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.